After having ruled in Arabia, Syria, Egypt, and in Alamut, the Nuri Imama arrived in central Iran. The Imams lived in Iran for the next 600 years in what came to be known as the Persian period of Ismaili history, the longest period of Imamate so far. During this period, the Ismailis once again practiced taqiyya, or secrecy. Some of the holy Imams of this period played a significant role in a well-renowned Sufi order in Iran. They spent their time and energies in spreading religious knowledge and in occasionally helping local rulers of the time. One of the major developments of this period was the spread of the Ismaili Dawah in India. From the 14th century onwards, Ismaili peers from Iran arrived in India and engaged themselves in preaching. Pir Shamsh won over the hearts of the people of Kashmir and Punjab. Pir Sadruddin, Pir Hasan Kabirdin, Pir Tajdin, and other members of their family brought the recognition of the House of Ali to the people of Sindh, Gujarat, and Kathiawar. The Ismaili peers spread the Dawah with the help of Ginans, the Ismaili devotional literature. To those who accepted the message of Islam, they promised the holy Didar of Imam-e-Zaman.
The following lyrics remind us of how our holy Imams led lives of piety, often as Sufi Darvish, how our holy peers struggled to spread the word of Allah in Central Asia and the Indian subcontinent, and how Hazrat Imam Mustansir Billah sent guidance to the Jamaat in the form of a book popularly known as Pir Pandiyate Jawamardi.